thank you guys for taking for being on the call tonight. We're gonna get stuff. We're gonna get the ball rolling. We got a lot of great things to let you guys know. To first start out the call, want to just give a little quick recap of last month. I know it's probably not familiar. You guys aren't this this new time, this new date of the corporate call. But going forward, and you're gonna actually later on during the call, you will hear more about it. But we're now going to change things up, and it won't be the second Monday of the month like it previously has been. It's going to be the first business day of the month, all right? So it might be a Tuesday, might be Wednesday, whatever the first business day is of the new month, that's when it's going to be. So quick updates for you guys so you guys are aware. The Care and Share program is now in place. So going forward, you guys can let your customers know that that is set to go and that is in place. So preferred customers, again, just to see you guys are aware, preferred customers, sorry, guys, I'm going to mute the line real quick. Preferred customers that have 120 PV on their auto shipment, they're going to get that for free as long as they have three or more preferred customers that do 360 PV or more. So it's going to be the exact same thing as IBOs, and that is now in place and starts May 1st. The other thing that I want to let you guys know about is we got the summit. So the U+2 is now in place. Make sure that you guys are on your back office and getting those tickets right now. It's the early bird special. So you definitely want to do that. Oh, we got some more people. If you guys get on the phone, make sure to mute your lines. I'm going to try to mute all. But if you guys are not available or those that are barely getting on the phones, make sure to mute it, please. All righty. So again, the U+2 and the Care and Share, those are now in place and ready to go. The other updated news, which is pretty exciting, we've got a couple people that are in the running for the iPad. So I know that you guys know about the iPad promotion that's going on. Again, guys, when you guys are jumping on, make sure to mute your calls as soon as possible. All righty. So the U+2, let me back up. So we got the iPad promotion. And we have a lot of people that are in the runnings for that, but one specific person hit it as of recent, and we want to, you know, have them on the call and tell us a little bit about their experience and how they achieved that and what they did. So please help me welcome Dr. Clifton Brady on the call tonight. So Clifton, you available? He's muted. Clifton, are you available? Do not hit **, Clifton, and that should unmute you.
Okay.
Okay, perfect.
All right, I'm here. Yep. Fantastic. Do you want me to, so can you hear me
perfect.
Okay?
Yep, dive in.
Great.
We got you.
So, yeah, I was pretty excited to hear that we had earned the iPad over the weekend, and you asked me, Sam, to just kind of talk a little bit about how I did it. I've been thinking all day long how I did it, because, you know, when you have some things that go right for you in this business and in life in general, it's not just one thing. It's day to day to day, little teeny habits, little teeny choices, little teeny experiences, moments. It's keeping my eyes open for those opportunities and situations where I could help and bless someone's life. And when I look back at the three people that we sponsored as IBOs with the business acceleration kit at that 500 level
Ready?
Of PV, they came because of follow-up, because of interest, because someone reached out to me for help, and I responded with help and then gave them an invitation. Hey, if I could show you how to help some people and make an extra $1,000 a month working 3 to 5 hours a week, would you be interested? Another person, we helped them out with the Q96 Power Plus, and it turned her life upside down in a good way. And she was so excited that she says, hey, as soon as I have a chance to pull the trigger, I will. And I just kept in touch and kept following up, and she did it. And so it's really just those little teeny things. It's not one big phone call. It's not one big invitation. It's not one thing. It's many little things that just add up over time. So very grateful for the chance to do this. It did motivate me a little bit, but quite frankly, these things were coming anyways, and it just happened to hit at a really good time. So some of it was timing, but all of it would not have happened if it wasn't for those little teeny small individual choices and just being open and available to help people as they come into my life. So that's
awesome.
Really all I have to share, Sam. I wish there was a magic bullet, but it's really a million little bullets all added up to one moment.
Perfect. No, I actually love it that you said, and I hope everyone got that, heard that as well. It's the small things, right? It's the little things that you say. It's not success you don't see overnight. It takes time. But you're speaking with everybody, you're open with everybody, and that's the key is the little steps and the little things that you do each and every day got you to where you are. So, no, thank you for taking the time out of your night to let us know. So, again, congratulations to you. It's pretty exciting, a new iPad. Hopefully you can give that to me as a present for this Christmas, just think about it.
It's already wrapped.
But,
already wrapped, Sam.
There we go. There we go. Well, our next presenter, I've had the privilege of just working with as a recent, phenomenal, phenomenal asset to Q. Not only brings the experience in the field, but also on the corporate side, and has brought in a whole bunch of new ideas that we are going to do moving forward. So I'd like to welcome on the call Jake Hines.
All right, man. Thank you, Sam. You hear me okay?
Yep, gotcha.
Good, good. Technology is awesome until it doesn't work, right, everybody? So I think we got everybody muted, and so if you're coming on to the call now, just go ahead, hit **. That will mute you, but I think we got everybody muted. So, hey, first of all, congratulations, everybody. Again, another unbelievable month, the month of April. Super exciting to have people starting to qualify and earn those iPads. We're going to have somebody on here again just in a second that just recently earned their iPad. And so I hope that you're pushing for that promotion. I hope that you're pushing to earn not just one, but multiple iPads, right? What's better than one iPad, two iPads, or three iPads, or four? So I hope that you're pushing that. I hope that you're leveraging it and utilizing that for the growth of your team. Again, it's one of the things that I love so much about our industry and about our business and what we do is that we get to leverage the efforts and the strengths and the resources of each other. And so this is an opportunity for you to leverage this promotion and the resources that the company's putting forth for these iPads for you to grow your business and to create excitement within your team. So huge congratulations to everybody that's moved. We have a ton of people that are in the running and are really close as well. So you'll be hearing more and more about that. Obviously, as Sam stated, this is the first business day of the month. It's May 1st. And so it's a new day to do this call. We haven't completed April's numbers yet. So it's not possible for us right now as we were able to on last month's call to state how many rank advancements we had. But I can tell you that where the numbers are looking at, we had another incredible month with a tremendous number of rank advancements. And so, again, great, great month. And congratulations to each and every one of you that's out pushing your teams, pushing yourself, growing your business. And what I love about what Doctor said before is, just doing the simple things, sharing with people something that we know has great value and investing in their lives, and incredible things happen as a result. And so as we like to do every month, we have an incredible Hispanic group that Pedro is working with and continuing to grow. And as you guys know, Pedro's his reach is much greater than just working with that group. And as we move into Mexico and Central America, he's helping a lot of our teams here in the U.S. And so with that, Pedro, I think you're probably going to have to hit ** to unmute yourself. But I'm going to go ahead and pass the call to you, my friend, let you give us an update. I know you have an iPad winner as well, I believe.
Yes, we sure do. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, perfectly.
Awesome. Great. Hey, guys, just to let you know that As Jake just mentioned, we had an incredible month last month, and part of that is our Spanish group. And the reason why I like to be on the call is to remind you that all of you should have contacts, friends, someone that knows someone that speaks Spanish, and I can definitely help you with that. Our Spanish group is growing in multiple cities. We have people now in Texas, Vegas, new groups in Denver. In fact, we have a couple of leaders, Eva Valdez and Rafael Renega from Denver, who just joined us. And we have people in Chicago, California. And we have, as we stated in other calls, over 45 million Hispanics in the U.S. So we can definitely reach out to a lot of people, help all those people with all the amazing products that we have and product opportunities. And on the call, we do have a young lady from Las Vegas. She's a nutritionist who's doing an amazing job. She's only been with us a couple months, but she already has 11 or 12 personal leaders that she signed. And in April, she signed up five people and has qualified for the iPad. So I'm going to pass on over to her. And she's going to speak in Spanish, but I'll translate for her. ¿Estamos listos, Jane? Tendría que apretar estrella, estrella para que pueda hablar.
Muy buenas tardes.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Mi nombre es Janet Vera y les doy un fuerte saludo desde su casita de U-Science Las Vegas.
My name is Jane Vera, and a big hug to everyone from your Q Sciences home in Las Vegas.
Estoy muy contenta y feliz de poder compartir con todos mis hermanos latinos esta maravillosa oportunidad de Q Science e Insight.
I'm so excited to be able to share this opportunity with all my Hispanic community about Q Sciences and Insight, which is the training program.
Es mi compromiso y mi visión poder ayudar a un mayor número de personas, no solamente aquí en Las Vegas, sino pues también de una manera muy especial, pues darle la bienvenida a nuestros primeros líderes en Denver.
It is my goal to help people all over the states, not only Las Vegas, but in different cities and states, like our recent leaders that joined from Denver.
Yes. Al nutricionista Rafael Reynaga y también a una tremenda líder y chica, Eva Valdez.
And Eva Valdez, which she mentioned with Rafael.
Ellos van a estar también muy comprometidos para poder trabajar en ese estado, pero desde acá de Las Vegas también estamos aquí en casita con Magda Carrión y algunas otras líderes también para entrenarnos y capacitarnos para poder pues llevar esta oportunidad a toda nuestra comunidad hispana.
Everyone's eager to move forward, to learn, and to be able to reach out to everyone that we can to talk about our great company.
Es mi filosofía de que cada ser humano es integral y entonces vamos a poder ayudar a las personas físicamente, emocionalmente y, ¿por qué no?, pues económicamente también a través de la oportunidad que tenemos.
It's my philosophy to make sure that everyone has the opportunity to be a whole person, and this means opportunity with the products, also emotional opportunity to be able to self-develop themselves, and, of course, economic opportunity.
Así que me encuentro aquí en Las Vegas a disposición de cualquier persona que quiera venir aquí. Está su casita a la orden y pues con mucho cariño y con mucho amor vamos a estar recibiendo a cada una de las personas, líderes, americanos, hispanos, asiáticos, filipinos, de todo el mundo.
So, we're here in Las Vegas, and if you have anybody that you know who wants to join, we'll be glad to help you and give them all the information that they are seeking. It doesn't matter if they're Hispanic or Asian or from Filipina or Anglo. We're here to be one great big family. Big hug to everyone from Las Vegas. Okay, Jake, that's it. Back to you. Thank you.
Pedro, thank you so much, man. Thank you for everything that you're doing. I was on an email chain today where I know that he's supporting so many of our teams and so many of our leaders, and so I'm grateful for you. Again, congratulations on your team and everything that's going on and qualifying for the iPad. So exciting.
Thank you.
And again, we've got a ton of – yes, congratulations. And so I always love – this is going to be a reoccurring part of this call because you guys have incredible energy and enthusiasm, and it's contagious, and we love it. So thank you for everything that you guys are doing. So next, I want to really quickly, before we kind of get to the conclusion of the call – as you may know or may not know, we've added a few team members here at Q, and one of them that's an integral part of what we are doing now, but especially as we move forward, because we all know communications is a huge part of our business. It's a huge part of the relationship between corporate and the field. And so we added a very valuable team member in Spencer Hall. He's our Director of Digital Communication. And so I asked him to come on and just talk a few minutes about his role at Q and what we're going to be seeing from him and just why he joined the team. So, Spencer, I'm going to pass it to you, my friend.
Hey, appreciate it. Hey, guys. Yeah, my name's Spencer. I'm really excited to join the team. I'm from here in Utah, and I have a background in news and also worked for the Utah Jazz for a little while running all their digital media things. So I'm building tools. We're working on some things for the website, some things for our social media channels, as well as our newsletter, our e-blasts, and things that we send out. And I'd like to help each one of you as well as you're growing your business. If you have any questions, if you're trying to figure out how to use Facebook Live, if you're trying to figure out a strategy for your Instagram account, things like that, I'd love to, you know, jump on a call. I'd love to meet with you if you're here locally. Anything that you're working on and as you're coming up with those strategies, I'd love to help out. My email address is just spencer@qsciences.com, and I'd love to hear from any of you. I'll be sending out a lot of communication, so feel free to write back and get to know me a little bit. So looking forward to getting to know each one of you and really inspired and enjoying kind of learning about the different stories and the things that you're doing, really impressive things going on. So really happy to join the team. Thanks, Jake.
Thanks, Spencer. It's been great working with him so far, and I know he's got a tremendous amount on his plate and a tremendous amount that he's working on, and I can say that. I know Bob with his team and marketing and just, guys, there is so much going on behind the scenes, some that you're beginning to see roll out. As an example, the Care and Share that Sam talked about that went live today, so huge, exciting announcement on that. But there's a lot of things in motion. And although it feels like it may be a little bit scattered and it may be a little bit all over the place, trust me, it's all in rhythm and in sync with a process that we want to work in conjunction with you as we build this, as it's kind of been deemed the engine, right? And so I am not an engine guy. I think my dad, I drove him to frustration because he wanted to try to he wanted me to be an engine guy and work on engines with him, and I still have not figured out. I have a hard time figuring out where to put the oil in my truck. So I'm not an engine guy, but what I do understand is that when you have the right parts and you put those together and you take care of it and you maintain it and you continue to use it, it functions very well, and you can pull massive amounts of weight. You can go incredibly fast if you have the right type of engine. And that's what we're building, and we're building it in conjunction with each and every one of you. And so part of that is what you're hearing tonight as we talk about this call being on the first business day of the month. And that's not random. It's not just because we thought it would be a really cool idea to do it the first business day of the month. It's very strategic. And it's strategic with your leaders, with the leaders of this company, as we have talked about this strategy and working in conjunction with them, that we can become incredibly intentional, and to use that word again, strategic, about how we run a month as business owners, as we run our business, as we work with our teams. And you, again, we always have, keep in mind, we have people on the call that may literally have joined Q yesterday, to people that have been a part of this since the very, very beginning. Whatever your situation, wherever you're at in your season, in your business, we can become really strategic and intentional about how we build throughout the month. So this call plays an integral part, because as it's being done on the first business day of the month, because it falls on a business day, if the first business day of the month fell on a Saturday, then it would be Monday. It's purposeful because we want to set a plan and a strategy together as a family and as a company, because there's nothing more powerful when you have a large group of people all moving in the same direction at the same time with the same purpose. And what's really crazy about it, in my experience having built before, is that even though there are groups and organizations and people that are running in sync with me that aren't necessarily a part of my team and my organization, my team and my organization gets caught up in this somewhat of a vortex of movement that's happening, because momentum is an incredible thing. It starts to suck everything around it in, and you can't help but become a part of it when it starts to move. But you have to move to create that. It doesn't just start on its own. So as we hold this call on the first business day of the month, it gives us the opportunity to, one, as we've done tonight, look back and celebrate all of the incredible things that have happened in our company, both from a physical health perspective and the stories and the testimonials and the lives that were changed because of people incorporating our products into their life. But then also it gives us the ability to be able to celebrate all of the stories that have happened from a financial perspective, to celebrate those people that have had an incredible accomplishment earning an iPad or maybe qualifying for an event. But there's also huge milestones that happen in our company from a growth and a financial perspective and opening markets. So we're celebrating those things. There's always announcements that'll take place as well, as we talked about tonight with the Care and Share going live. Again, Summit is a huge focus for us, U plus two, and getting 1,000 people. And guys, that's something that we can rally around together. That's just not a battle cry for us from corporate. That should be a resounding battle cry from all of us, everybody in the field, because I know from experience that those individuals that attend events and they get team members to those events, they see in multiples the success and the growth of their organization. And we are going to begin to, over the next few months, tease out and talk about some of the things that you're going to see at Summit. And I can tell you, I was on a call today, a planning call. It's going to be the best event in the history of the company. Guaranteed, promise you. It'll be worth every single penny that you can invest. And it's a part of this engine, like the transmission, or I'm going to make myself sound like an idiot, but you know, whatever, the shocks or the coolant, whatever, it's an integral part of this engine. And so as we look at the start of the month, my question is, how did you end up the last month? Where did you, I know all the numbers aren't in, but you probably have a pretty good idea where the month ended and how you ended the month as far as your organization goes. Did it grow? Did you hit the rank that you wanted to hit? Were you short? Where were your volumes? What is your potential income? Where did you finish the month out? And that's important because it allows us to do probably the single most critical thing that we can do as we begin to open the month and look at the next 31 days. And that is to set a goal. Because if we have an idea, we kind of know where we finished last month, then it gives us a pretty clear picture on establishing and setting goals for where we want to be at the end of May. And that can be a lot of different things, right? It could be that your goal for the month of May is to qualify and win that iPad. Or if you've already done that, win a second iPad. It could be that last month you were executive and your goal by the end of the month is to be elite. Or maybe it's to be bronze. Or maybe you're going gangbusters because of where you're at and it's to be silver. But where did you finish the month and what is your goal? You know, you guys have heard this. We've always taught it, but establishing SMART goals, right? So if you haven't done this, I encourage you tonight when we get done, sit down and write out a SMART goal for where you want to be at the end of May. SMART being that it's specific. I want to finish the month as a bronze. I want to finish the month earning two iPads. I want to finish the month, you fill in the blank, but that it's specific, that it's measurable, right? You can measure those things. If it's specific, then by default, it becomes measurable. The third thing is attainable, right? So I always talk to my son, who's a baseball player, and I say, look, man, you're 5'4" and 120 pounds. So if you're going to set a goal for your baseball season of hitting 30 home runs, I love you and I'm going to support you. Not attainable, right? It's got to be attainable, but it also has to stretch you a little bit. We don't want something that's so easy that just by default we accomplish it. And then the next thing is that it's relevant. It's relevant to what you're doing in your business. It's relevant to where you're trying to get to, whether it's in the next 90 days or 120 days, but that it's relevant. And the last one is timed. That's easy when we talk about a month, because we're trying to accomplish something by May 31st in the situation. But what is your goal? And my challenge to you is, if you haven't established that, set a specific goal for where you want to see yourself, whether it's income, organizational rank, whatever it is, by the end of the month. And then the second part to that is, now you got to set your activity based on the goal that you've set. What do I mean by that? Well, if you want to increase your volume, if you want to hit a rank that's another 2,000 PV, then you have to establish activity through exposures, right? Exposing people to Q, through invitations to presentations, to actually doing presentations, to following up, and then repeating that process, but setting the activity for that. Now, I'm going to add a layer to that, and I'm going to challenge each and every one of you guys that as you set your goal and as you've established activity, and when I define activity, encompasses those three. Building always equates to inviting, presenting, following up, and enrolling. Inviting, presenting, following up, and enrolling. Those are the four components of building. But when we talk about activity for this next step, my challenge and encouragement to you is, every single month, this becomes repetitive and it becomes a part of our culture and it becomes a part of what your team does. What your goal is for May, set the presentations that you're going to be doing, put them on a calendar, pencil them in, that's fine because things may change. But then my encouragement to you is to send an email to your active upline, okay? So what I mean by that? Somebody that's in your upline, the next person that you're connected to that you know is active and that's in a position of supporting you. Send them an email, and in the subject just say, my goal for May is blank. And in the body of that email, list the activity that you have penciled into your calendar. Now, this is going to do a couple of things. One, it's going to create personal accountability for you, right? You're establishing that. It's you establishing it. But second, I know as an upline, when I was an upline, it was so incredibly encouraging and powerful when I had people emailing me what their goals were and what their activity was, because now it gives me the ability to be very intentional about putting myself in their calendar. I know how to support you now. I know where I can put myself in and be a benefit and help in the process of pulling you across the finish line for what those goals are. So that's my encouragement. So upline, I'm sorry if your email is loaded, but I got to tell you, it's an incredible problem to have if you got 30 emails in your inbox that says, my goal is blank, my goal is blank, my goal is blank. And now you got 60, 70, 80, 100 presentations going on in your organization in the month of May. What a great problem to have. And the powerful thing in that is this, is that it's not focused 100% on the results. The results will happen when the activity takes place, period. So my challenge, again, is focus on the activity and allow your upline to be a part of that, again, leveraging their time and their efforts in the process of building your business. And then the last part of it is this. For the next 20 days, why do I say 20? Well, 19, because today's almost done. The next 20 days. Why 20? Because as of this month, the last auto ship date of the month is now going to be the 20th. So that's an announcement, but it's also a part of this engine that we're talking about. And I'll explain why in just a second. And all of you are probably looking at your clocks. We're going to go over a little bit tonight, but there's a lot of content that we need to go through. The 20th is going to be the last auto ship date of the month. That's highly strategic, and I'll talk about it. But you may be asking yourself, okay, how does that – there's the 15th used to be the auto ship for the Amore program. How does that impact that? Now, from now on, the qualification is the 20th. It's no longer the 15th, so it creates simplicity. The 20th, the auto ships have to be in by the 20th to qualify for the Amore program. Here's the second one. What about all those people that have auto ships that are beyond the 20th? We have customer care reaching out to those individuals and helping them move those auto ships to the 20th. Why is that important, guys? This is incredibly powerful because what I said, head down, nose to the ground, invite, present, follow up, enroll, invite, present, helping your team for 20 days. Because when we get to the 20th and those last auto ships have hit, we now have a very good window into where we stand and where we sit as it relates to the goal that we set on the first of the month, right? Because all that volume is in. So now I can look and have a very clear picture of going, but I'm right on track. So the activity I've set is great. I'm on track to get to where I wanted to go. Or, holy cow, I've got to add probably. I've got to get on the ball, man. These last 10 days of the month, I've really got to amp it up and plug some more activity in. Or, holy cow, I'm ahead. I mean, I set my goal to be bronze, and I'm already there. Let's push it to silver and go see if we can make it happen the last 10 days of the month. So that 20th date is critical because it gives us, on some months, 10 days, on this month, 11, to reestablish. And from now on the 20th of every month, we will now have a closing the month call. And that call will be 100% dedicated to reiterating and really kind of picking our heads up, looking where we're at, resetting, and then reestablishing activity for the last month as we push to help get people across the finish line as it relates to the goals that they've set. And it gives you the opportunity to look and see where you stand, and then establish activity to help get there. And the power in that is that we begin to create some incredible stories. Our business is all about telling stories, both from a health perspective physically and a health perspective financially. And so if we can begin to tell stories that say, I was here, and by following this, this happened, and I was only at this place by the 20th of the month, and man, my team came in, my team rallied around me, my team got behind me, and we got this thing done. And as a result, I went from elite to silver, and it's the most amazing thing. Those are the stories that we can begin to tell through that process because it works. So opening the month, every month, we're going to talk about goals, and we're going to set the pace and the tone for the activity for the next 20 days. And then on the 20th, we're going to do a closing the month call. We're going to talk about specifically some very specific activities that can take place, low-hanging fruit, things that you all can go out and do to capture volume in those last 10 or 11 days. But then having a clear window into where I stand and what needs to happen to get across that finish line in those last 10 or 11 days. And the great thing is it alleviates that chaotic, anxiety-filled last couple of days because you're trying to figure out how to navigate volume and everything else to get to where you wanted to go. You got 11 days to figure it out. You got 11 days to put the activity and the action plan in to get it done, okay? So that's my challenge to you. I know we're 3 minutes over, but that's my challenge to you tonight. Set that goal. Get it written down. Email it to your upline. And then pencil in the activity that you believe it's going to take to get there this month. And then that gives your upline the opportunity to plug in and be a part of that and support you, which is a part of what their role is as a team member and a partner with you in this business, okay? Guys, I promise, we get this moving in consistency. It's like a locomotive. We bump the cart today. We bump the lead engine today. And this thing's going to start rolling. The next thing we know, we're going to have some incredible stories to tell as people run the month, they're strategic about it, and we pull people across the finish line. The last thing I'm going to close with, and then I'm going to pass this over to Sam again. as you're out and as you're running these first 20 days and you're talking to people, I heard a quote one time and it changed my thought process as how I approached my business, as how I set goals, and how I saw my future play out as it relates to network marketing. It says this: a person with an experience is never, ever at the mercy of somebody with an opinion. A person with an experience is never at the mercy of somebody with an opinion. And guys, we know, we talk to a lot of people. A lot of people have an opinion. Everybody on this call has had an experience with Q, whether it was with the products, whether it was with the team and the people, whether it was with an event, whether it was financially. We've all had an experience, and that's why we're here. You're never, ever, ever at the mercy of somebody with a stupid opinion that doesn't matter nothing, because your experience is what matters, and the experience of the people that you talk to as they try the products, as they experience the products, as their lives are changed because of that, and because of the community that we have and the opportunity we have, they're never, ever, ever at the mercy of somebody with an opinion again. So grateful for all of you. Thank you for investing the time. Please get the word out to your team. This only grows, the momentum only grows at the pace of the people that we get plugged into this and what we're doing. And I can promise you it will benefit not only you, but the company and every other organization, because it's like a snowball. The bigger it gets, the faster it goes, the harder it rolls, and the heavier it is. You guys are amazing, and I'm grateful to be a part of this and be a part of supporting you in whatever way we can. Sam, I'm going to pass it back to you, man.
Hey, thank you, Jake. Hopefully all you guys are pumped as I am. Great call, great information. For those that weren't able to write this down quick enough, don't worry. Not only is it recorded, but also feel free to call into IBO Success if you have any questions of the smaller detail. We'll get that out. Also look for the Q News. There's going to be there, Spencer. We'll get that out to your guys and get the ball rolling. So anyways, let's kick off May. Huge. May 1st. Let's get those goals down like Jake had mentioned, and look forward to next month. Look forward to reaching out and talking with all of you guys this month as well. And with that, we'll wrap it up. And remember, guys, cue it up. See ya.